we are sailing this ocean life. I am sailing, you are sailing. Sailing the ocean in a small boat is being aware of conditions of the sea, currents, air, winds. If the sea becomes rough, my attention is on the ocean surface, the changes in the winds, and responding to them. It is just like getting up from sitting with a fallen asleep leg. I need to move skillfully, otherwise I will fall and I'll injure my leg and maybe even injure others. On a large container ship, only when the seas or winds are unusually powerful does this affect the ship's conditions and needs my response. In a submarine under the ocean, most changes on the surface and in the air do not affect me or call for any response. We are on the ocean surface in a small boat in the midst of changing conditions. And we are also the changing conditions, waves, wind, water. Though being on a large and powerful ship or deep down in a powerful submarine is different, each of these includes conditions near and far in many realms. At times we live as if there are always potential threats of loss just lurking outside, even major loss, as if we are always in a small sailing ship needing to constantly be on the lookout for changing conditions, as if changing conditions are potential threats or even possible opportunities. Indeed, we are the surface of the ocean, and at the same time, we are the depths of the ocean. And we, each of us, are the whole ocean. This is our life. If we react only from the self perspective of a single person ship, though sometimes that's appropriate, for most of us, most of the time, it's not appropriate. Therefore, if we reacted from that self-perspective, despite the lack of threatening circumstances, we would be unnecessarily worried, inappropriately on edge, terrified and reactive about circumstances and events, about other ships, waves, winds. We might inaccurately believe that changing circumstances are threats. We might therefore react with anger, with fear, with greed, being confused about this life moment, causing harm and suffering. Significantly, this way of acting causes difficulties with others, especially if they too are reacting from these narrow self-perspectives. This need not be our life, though sometimes it might be appropriate, most often it is not. Operating out of self-centeredness our responses will not include all the conditions arising, water, air, the large vessel that all of that is, which are our life this moment, this deep ocean we are, the whole ocean and sky we are. At the same time, the whole ocean is the smallest wave. The bottom of the sea is the smallest ripple. Therefore, we attend exactly this moment, this immediacy, right here, as is. Now, you could say, what does this have to do with me? I don't sail on the ocean. I am here with other people, working, driving, with family, friends. If you become angry, speak of the faults of others, or put down others and elevate self, then you sail the ocean of emotion thought in a tiny ship. If you hold on to stories of self-other, to reactive habits, right here is practice. If your zazen and daily life is troubled and disturbed by the held waves and winds of mind chatter and arising currents of conditions, rather than embracing them as exactly zazen life, then you miss your ocean life practice. This experiencing opportunity, this compassion wisdom functioning. If physical mental changes inside outside and reaction to those liking, disliking, loathing, and hating, if this creates problems which upsets and even capsizes your smooth sailing, then right here is your ocean life, your zazen. Here is your practice realm. Here is the ocean you live. This compassion, wisdom, you are, which might nevertheless be missed or limited through self-centeredness. If we believe this self-perspective, then we create a boundary within which we live. Right here is self-centered delusions and attachment, which result in us missing life, excluding so-called others, despite the fact that all the various depths and those we encounter are our life. We may believe and fear dreams of struggling and drowning in an ocean of unplanned, undesired, and unexpected circumstances of waves and winds. Are there waves, ripples of harm, waves you generate of danger, of unwanted winds? Right here is where your sea skills zazen is required. Is there fear of drowning and belief about drowning in an ocean? Is this so? In spite of the fact that you cannot drown in the ocean, since the ocean is no other than your life. And yet, we find that we are troubled by emotion thought, by fears, anger, sadness, by the actions of others, the failings of our body or that of others. This ocean is our life. This moment experiencing is the universe, right here. This life is unborn, undying. But what is this? As your zazen, as your life, what is being waves and wind, being storm and being calm? In your daily life, what is responding in the midst of fear or hurt, in the midst of desire or greed? How is it when being clumsy or overwhelmed, furious or ashamed? What is the practice effort, our practice effort, mine, yours, that enables embracing our daily practice realm, being the deep upwelling currents, the crashing waves, guilt or anger, and also the calm serenity, being this changing abiding? For you, what is being crashed upon by waves, pushed around in whirlpools, while at the same time being the waves, being the whirlpools? Trimming sails, adjusting rigging, broken masks, and being overturned are each this life opportunity, our life manifesting. Birth, aging, sickness, death, the many forms we are. These are our life, our opportunities, whether we want them or are ready for them. When I was a kid, we used to play a game of tag, of hide and seek, where we would yell, "Ready or not, here I come!" See? This is our life, my life, your life, as this is. Ready or not, here we are.